So just taking a few moments to settle in for today's practice. If you could be 5 to 10% more comfortable, just moving your body in any way that feels good. If using the practice at bedtime, making sure you're in the position in which you normally fall asleep. And beginning the practice by becoming aware of your breathing. Beginning to follow the breath into the nostrils, down into the chest and the belly, and easily following the breath as it is naturally finding its way back out. And becoming aware of the weight of the body. And silently giving your body permission to let go for this practice. Letting your body know that there is nothing it has to do or make happen. And beginning to feel the entire body sinking down now. Down into the surface upon which it is resting. And noticing tension or stress in the mind today. A worry about the future, perhaps a to-do list, or something from the past that the mind keeps replaying. And just picture yourself placing these all to the side now, letting them know that you're giving them a little time out for the practice. But if they need you, you'll come back for them when the practice is through. And if using this practice at bedtime, letting them know you'll come back for them in the morning if they need you. And letting go of doing or trying. There's nothing to do or make happen. There's no right or wrong. Whatever you experience during the practice is fine. Even if you drift off or fall asleep, trust you are getting whatever you need from this practice every time that you use it. And becoming aware of your surroundings, the room and the sounds, just letting all the sounds come and go. And feeling the surface that is supporting your body. Remembering you are always supported. And finding an intention or two for this practice now. Maybe to feel more rested. To understand a message that your body is bringing you. Perhaps through pain or fatigue. Maybe to feel and release an emotion you've been holding on to, such as fear, overwhelm, guilt, perhaps to connect with self-love, acceptance, or trust, perhaps asking for clarity or guidance on a problem or situation. Even to sleep deeply, peacefully. When you find your 1 to 2 intentions, just silently affirm them. And know they will remember you throughout the practice. And then finding a heart's desire for health, healing, your life. Perhaps I am healthy, whole, and complete. I'm always accepting, loving, and nurturing all of me. I am healing with divine support and divine time. When you find your desire, begin to silently affirm it. Affirming it 3 times as if it is already true. And as you affirm it, visualizing yourself living it, what it looks like, what it feels like in the body. Already true in this moment. And then again, connecting with the breath, following the breath as it is naturally coming in and out of the body. Breath in the nostrils, the chest rising and falling, the belly rising and falling at its own easy pace. And perhaps as you are breathing in, thinking about what you would like more of. Health, healing, love, or trust. And as you exhale, releasing anything that you're ready to let go of. Illness, a symptom, self-criticism or fear. And doing this several more times at your own easy pace. And then beginning to connect with the physical body. Rotating your attention and just noticing what is present in your body today. Remember that whatever you feel in the body is fine. There is no right or wrong. Remembering they are just messengers letting you know, giving you clues as to where you are out of balance or alignment with your true self. And first becoming aware of sensation in the mouth. The inside of the mouth. Sensation in the lips. The jaw. Sensation in the ears. The cheeks and nose. Sensation in the eyes. The forehead. The scalp. Sensation in the back of the head. The back of the neck. Sensation in the throat. And becoming aware of sensation in the arms. And first bringing your attention to the right arm, the right shoulder, and then beginning to follow it down the arm, noticing sensations all the way down to the right fingertips. And then moving to the left arm, the left shoulder, and following down the arm, noticing sensations all the way down to the left fingertips. Becoming aware of sensation in the torso, the chest, the belly, the pelvis, and genitals. Moving to the back of the torso, the upper back, the middle back, the lower back, the buttocks, and becoming aware of sensation in the legs. And first bringing your attention to the right leg, the right hip. And slowly tracing down the leg, noticing sensations as you move all the way down into the right foot and toes. And then moving your attention to the left leg, the left hip. And slowly moving down the leg, noticing sensations all the way down into the left foot and toes. Becoming aware of the whole body. Sensation in the whole body. Gratitude for the whole body and all the messages that it brings. And finding that feeling or sensation that has been speaking to you the loudest today. Perhaps it is pain or fatigue, perhaps numbness or weakness, discomfort. And when you find this feeling, this area, just letting yourself be with it for a few moments, just letting yourself feel it in the body. Not trying to fix it or change it. Remember, it's a messenger coming to give you information. silently inquiring to the feeling, the area. Why are you here? What is it that you are trying to show me? Tell me. And listening with an open curiosity for a few moments. And then silently thanking this feeling, this area, for the message. And perhaps you heard a message today and perhaps you didn't. Know that you will hear one in divine time. And letting this part of you know, this feeling, that you are always open to hearing more from it. When the time is right. And then allowing your attention to move to emotions. And finding an emotion that has been knocking at your door. Perhaps for days, weeks, or even a lifetime. Perhaps there is fear or overwhelm. Perhaps guilt, sadness, or anger. And if it's helpful, think of a memory, a time when you were experiencing this emotion, fully letting yourself feel it in the body, inviting it in, this part of you. And as you stay with it, just noticing how and where you feel it in the body. And now finding an opposite emotion. Perhaps it is trust. Peace, acceptance, joy. And when you find an opposite emotion, again thinking of a memory or a time when you were experiencing the opposite emotion. And as you stay with this emotion, again, just noticing how and where you feel it in the body. And then begin to move back and forth between your emotions. First, welcome and feel the original emotion again in the body. And when you're ready, welcome and feel the opposite. And doing this several more times, moving back and forth at your own pace between your emotions. And when that feels complete, welcome and feel both emotions. just be with both for a few moments, feeling both at the same time. Both present, welcoming all parts of you. Everything's welcome. And just notice how welcoming both balances, heals the body, the mind. And next, moving to thoughts and beliefs that are present. And finding a thought or belief that is causing you to feel stress, to stay in a stressful situation or pattern. Perhaps the belief that I'm not good enough, never do enough. I'm never going to heal. I have to fix, please, or make others happy. I can't say no, set boundaries. When you find a belief to work with today, hold it as true for a few moments. Silently repeat it to yourself. Acknowledge it. And as you hold the belief, noticing how and where you feel in the body. Perhaps emotions are arising. Memories or images. More thoughts. Remember that whatever you're experiencing right now is fine. That there is no right or wrong. And now finding an opposite truth, belief. Perhaps I'm doing my best. I'm always enough. I am healing in divine time. I am only responsible for me, my happiness. It's necessary to set boundaries to heal. When you find your opposite belief, hold it as true for a few moments, silently affirming this opposite, this truth, several times. And again, noticing how and where you feel in the body when you hold the opposite. Perhaps emotions are arising. Images. More thoughts. Remember, there is no right or wrong. Whatever you're experiencing, feeling is fine. And now taking a moment and hold both beliefs. Perhaps picturing yourself holding one in each hand. Everything welcome, all parts of you. And just notice how welcoming both soothes, balances, heals. And taking a few moments to connect with your something bigger. Perhaps universe, source, God, angels, nature. And just silently letting your something bigger know that you would like to connect with it more deeply. Perhaps also asking it for more support, courage, perhaps wisdom or guidance. And just silently asking, saying your prayer. And then pausing for a few moments to feel or listen for its presence, its guidance, its answer. And silently thanking your something bigger for support. Letting it know you are always open to receiving its support. And knowing you receive support and guidance always in divine time. In many ways. And take a moment to notice how you are feeling, resting just as you are. Remembering that whatever you felt or experienced today is fine. There is no right or wrong. And again, affirming your heart's desire for health, healing. And as you visualize it and affirm it, as it is already true, affirming and visualizing as if it is already true in this moment. And if using this practice during the day, slowly and gently beginning to come back to the room and the sounds, gently waking the body, always honoring the body. And if using the practice at bedtime, continue to drift off to deep, peaceful sleep. And knowing from deep within that you are whole, healthy, worthwhile, always guided and supported each and every day. And this completes the practice. May you take the feelings into the rest of your day and evening. And thank you for practicing with me.